Good morning, friends. I, Rajshree Bothle, welcome you all to fourth day of World Space Week virtual popular talk series by National Remote Sensing Center, Hyderabad. Satellites are launched in space by launch vehicles and then they acquire data from space. This data is received at Earth with the help of antennas. Ms. Uma Devi, Deputy Director, Satellite Data Reception and Ingest System Area, SDRISA, National Remote Sensing Center, is here to talk about the same. Ms. Uma, please.
Hello all. Today, I deem it a privilege to be a part of the World Space Week celebrations being conducted by NRSC Outreach Facility. I congratulate and compliment the NRSC Outreach team for their efforts to integrate the space fraternity and reach out to one and all across the globe. Now coming to the context of today, satellites improve life, do they? Yes, in many ways through variety of services they render, like telephony, television, internet, telemedicine, teleeducation, natural resources, exploration and management, environmental studies, navigation and global positioning, etc., etc., in every walk of our lives. How do the satellites achieve the objective of improving the life on Earth? Now let us get into the process. The satellite can be a natural satellite or a man-made object or system. The man-made satellite is put into space by man to orbit around the Earth. While orbiting the Earth, it communicates with the ground station to send or receive the information or data to render specified services. A ground station basically comprises of an antenna system, tracking system, trans-receive system, real-time recording, storage and processing systems. The Indian remote sensing satellites are basically Earth observation satellites with high-resolution, sophisticated cameras fitted on board the satellites. The ISRO's remote sensing satellite program has witnessed rapid technological advancement both in space and on ground systems over the past few decades. With the emerging high-resolution satellites and increase in the data rates ranging from few megabits to gigabits per second, the role of satellite ground stations has become very prominent and critical. National Remote Sensing Center has established an integrated multi-mission, multi-satellite ground segment for Earth observation satellites with world-class infrastructure at Shadnagar near Hyderabad. The facility has four identical 7.5 meter SX antenna systems, one 9.1 KU band system, one 7.5 meter ISKA band antenna system to meet the current and future remote sensing satellite data reception requirement. Recently, one more tri-axis 7.5 meter SX band antenna system has been established at Jodhpur and integrated with the Shadnagar facility through high-speed data networks. NRSC has already established a ground station named Bharati at Antarctica to meet the global data requirements of user community. Being a polar station, the Antarctica station has a distinct advantage of extended visibility for over 10 orbits per satellite per day in comparison to the Shadnagar station, which is a tropical ground station which has only visibility limited to 3 or 4 orbits per day per mission. The Antarctica Bharati station has one SX band antenna, one SX Ka band antenna, data reception antenna systems, along with one data communication antenna to transfer the data acquired over Antarctica to Shadnagar for further processing and delivery of data products. The Shadnagar antenna facility is operational for over 15 Indian remote sensing satellites and 8 foreign satellites. It is operating 24/7 and 365 days continuously and delivering the data products seamlessly and serving the nation in its best possible efforts. I thank the outreach facility of NRSC for giving me the opportunity and being a part of World Space Week Thank you, one and all.
Thank you, Ms. Uma, for such a nice talk on satellite data reception. The story does not end here. We launched rockets, controlled them, sent satellites in space using fuel, talked about debris, and then now how to get the data. So, our next speaker in the evening will bring knowledge about satellite data processing. Till then, bye-bye.